Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine, wrapping up 7:22. Yep, Saad, this Kawhi thing's a big story. It's a big story, and we'll see how it pans out. We'll see how the NBA handles it. We'll see how many more fines they're going to have. The old school NBA guys say, if you're not injured, you can play. And so me, being in the injury world, I never really understood the difference, and it's coach speak. It's coach speak.
Coach.
Oh, he's not hurt, he's injured, or he's injured, not hurt. Which one do you want to be? I don't know which one I want to be. Do I want to be hurt or do I want to be injured? Which is better, which is worse?
So my understanding is you can play hurt.
You can play hurt.
You can play hurt.
Okay.
That just means that something is painful.
Okay.
But if you're injured, then you are unable to play because the injury is that significant.
So,
and we had a conversation. Look, my daughter and I had a conversation about this 2 months ago.
So I'm really concrete. I'm black and white.
But it's tough, so, Doc. You got to be able to bend a little bit.
If you're hurt and something hurts.
Right.
How can it hurt without being injured?
Can you play? That's the question.
Yeah. Look, so here's my spin on sprained ankles.
Yes.
You sprain your ankle, you're going to get to the point where it's not quite 100% yet.
Right.
Still hurts.
Right.
But I can tape you up and allow you to play.
Mm-hmm.
So are you hurt or injured? I'm curious, because you had a sprained ankle. See, this is...
No.
I don't get it.
So it depends on the injury.
Uh-huh.
Because if you got a broke leg and you're saying like, okay, yes, I think I can go, Doc, like it's not going to work, right? I mean, but for a lot of common things, I'll give you an example. It'll be after a soccer game and my daughter will fall and she'll show me a bruise. She'll be like, Dad, like my thigh hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You see this bruise?
Yeah.
And I'm like, can you play? She's like, yeah, I can play. I said, well, it hurts, right? She's like, yeah. I'd be like, but you're not injured to the point you can't play.
But isn't the bruise an injury? See, this is why I'm so concrete and I don't get it. I just don't get it. So I'll leave it. You know, we only have a couple minutes left.
Right.
Which one do I want?
Who are you? Are you the player?
Oh, so it matters.
Are you the player or are you the... I mean, what are you saying?
So I'm the player.
And you want to play.
And I want to play, so I'm hurt.
Yes.
Okay. Not injured. I'm hurt. But if I'm the same player and I don't want to play, if I'm Kawhi, I'm injured.
Yes.
It's clear now.
It's clear. It's what lens you're looking at it from.
Oh.
You got it?
Now I get it. Yeah, yes. So this Kawhi thing, it's not going to go away.
No, it's not.
Because the NBA is saying he's hurt. I'm sorry, injured. NBA is saying he's injured, and they show the press release, and they go into detail, which kind of irritates Kawhi.
Right.
But Doc Rivers says, oh, he's hurt.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. And
you heard it here on Inside Sports Medicine.
My guess is that... This is not the first time people have heard about hurt versus injured.
Well, I've heard about it my entire career. I never understood it. So it depends on where you're coming from. Now it makes sense. All right. So.
Got a big game today, Doc. Who you got?
I am obligated to do this because my wife said don't come home unless you do this.
I want you to have a home to go to.
And I will tell you. I don't think we have the 34-second issue on this one because it is a fight song.
I don't know if it applies to fight songs.
It probably doesn't apply to fight songs.
Show's almost over, sir.
But I'm going to say that if I heard this 10 times and you asked me to guess,
I probably wouldn't know who it is. Yeah.
I have no clue who that is. That's the LSU fight song for those of you out there.
It almost got a little Saints Come Marching In-ish kind of stuff going on if I'm hearing that right.
I would have never figured that out. But I would have heard this one.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know who that is. Yeah. So, that being said, who do I have today? LSU, Alabama. I'm going LSU. I think they've got a good shot at it.
I'm going out on a limb, man, and saying LSU at Tuscaloosa.
I know.
It's going to be tough.
I know. Whether Tua plays or not, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. I think Alabama is probably—
You think LSU is that good right now?
I agree. So I'm not an expert. I'm a doctor. So at the end of the day,
well,
I'm a doctor.
As a doctor.
But I'm a fan. But mm-hmm. I'm also a fan. And the eye test, who has been challenged throughout the season, who has endured, I'm going to say LSU looks better to me than Alabama looks to me.
Well,
I don't know that they have.
That Texas win don't look nearly as good, I can tell you that much. That LSU had at the beginning of the season versus Texas?
No. I agree because Texas has struggled. But nonetheless, they were challenged. They were both ranked.
Yeah.
And Alabama looked good against Auburn. I'm sorry, LSU looked good against Auburn. I'm going LSU. I hope they win. I can't believe they're a 6.5-point underdog. But that's why they play the game. So Inside Sports Medicine, Episode 722 is complete. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. Hopefully you learned something. Hopefully we peeled the curtain back a little bit. If you missed any part of this particular show, you can watch it again either on Facebook or on the InsideSportsMedicine.com website. We do welcome emails. You can go to Texas Sports Medicine website or Inside Sports Medicine, and there's a Ask Doc icon. You can ask any one of us questions. We are really good about answering those questions. We're happy to see you. We're happy to see you at Texas Sports Medicine. Just Google us, and you'll find us. On behalf of all of us here on Inside Sports Medicine, Dr. Mayer, Dr. Ballard, Kareem, Saad, and Paul, on behalf of all of us here and on ESPN 103.3. Until next week,
tell your friends.